नभो
नभो
गुना
गुना
विशेषो
विशेषो
अर्थो
अर्थो
यस्य
यस्य
तच्
तच्
श्रोत्रम्
श्रोत्रम्
उच्यते
उच्यते
वायो
वायो
गुना
गुना
विशेषो
विशेषो
अर्थो
अर्थो
यस्य
यस्य
तच्
तच्
स्पर्शनम्
स्पर्शनम्
विदु
विदु
नभो गुण विशेषोर्थो
नभो गुण विशेषोर्थो
नभो गुण विशेषोर्थो
नभो गुण विशेषोर्थो
यस्य तच् श्रोत्रमुच्यते
यस्य तच् श्रोत्रमुच्यते
यस्य तच् श्रोत्रमुच्यते
यस्य तच् श्रोत्रमुच्यते
वायोर्गुण विशेषोर्थो
वायोर्गुण विशेषोर्थो
वायोर्गुण विशेषोर्थो
वायोर्गुण विशेषोर्थो
यस्य तत् स्पर्शनं विदु नभो गुण विशेषोर्थो
नभो गुण विशेषोर्थो
यस्य तत् श्रोत्रमुच्यते
यस्य तत् श्रोत्रमुच्यते
वायोर्गुण विशेषोर्थो
वायोर्गुण विशेषोर्थो
यस्य तत् स्पर्शनं विदु
यस्य तत् स्पर्शनं विदु
नभो गुण. The sense whose object of perception is sound is called the auditory sense, and that whose object of perception is touch is called the tactile sense.
Nabho guno vishesha artha yasha tachotram uchyate bayod guno vishesha artha yasha tasparshanam vidu. So, ether, the sky, we cannot see, we cannot touch, we cannot smell, but we can hear the sound. As soon as there is sound, we know that there is ether or sky. The sound vibration, as we have got experience of this material sound, and therefore the material sky. Similarly, there is spiritual sound, and there is spiritual sky. Without sky, there is no sound. So, there is spiritual sky, we get information from Shastra. Parabhom, bhom is called sky, and there is another sky. This is material sky, what we have experienced. There is spiritual sky, and about that spiritual realization, as this creation begins from the sky, ether, then air, then fire, then water, then land, kiti arte marudbam. Similarly, the spiritual world also begins from the spiritual sky. After this sky ends, there the spiritual sky begins. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, paratasmatu bhava anya. There is another bhava, means nature. That is sanatan nature, eternal nature. This nature, this sky, is temporary. It has got a duration of life, maybe millions and trillions of years, but it is not permanent. It is emanating from the Supreme Lord's breathing period. Jasyaika nishasita kalama thavalamba jivanti loma vilaja jagadannana tha. So, after this sky, there is another sky, and the sound produced from that sky is Omkar, and Hare Krishna Mantra. This is the sound vibration from the spiritual sky. Therefore it is affected immediately, just like you contact thousands of miles away somebody speaking, and you can contact by the sound vibration, you catch up with your machine, radio machine. Similarly, the sound vibration from the spiritual sky, you can also receive. That is Hare Krishna Mantra. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur has described this Hare Krishna Mantra not of this material sky. Golokera prema dhana hari nama sankirtan. Hari nama sankirtan, this is not a material sound. And in the Vedanta, it is stated, sabdad anavritti, by chanting the spiritual sound, the impersonalists, they chant Omkar. Pranava, sarva vedeshu, all Vedic mantras are preceded by the spiritual Omkar. That Omkar, Krishna says, aksharanam, Omkarasmi, vedeshu, pranava sarva vedeshu, auma. These are described in the Bhagavad Gita. So either you vibrate Omkar or Hare Krishna Mantra, they belong to the spiritual world. This sound does not belong to this material. Material sound, if you chant once, twice, thrice, you'll feel disgusted. But spiritual sound, if you chant 24 hours, you'll never feel disgusted, but you'll feel more and more spiritual bliss. That is the difference. You actually, you see these boys and girls and others, they're chanting Hare Krishna practically from early in the morning, 5 o'clock till 10 o'clock daily, but nobody is feeling any disgust. They like to chant. That is the difference between material sound and spiritual sound. So we can enter into the spiritual world, spiritual sky. The spiritual sky is there. Sanatana, that is eternal. Sanatana, everything eternal there. In the material world, they are everything temporary, asat. And everything in the spiritual world, that is called sat, om tat sat, that is spiritual world. So, the Vedic injunction is asato ma sadgama. Try to transcend from this asat material world to go to the spiritual world. Sat, om tat sat. That is actually our business. In the human form of life, this is the only business. How to transfer me to the spiritual world? Sanatana. Because I am Sanatana. Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Jiva is Sanatana. Itana. Na hannate hannamane sarire. The jiva is never destroyed after the destruction or annihilation of this body. is eternal. Nitya sasatayam nahannati hannamani sarire. So, this is our business, that I am eternal, as Krishna, God, is Satchitananda Vigraha, and I am part and parcel of Satchitananda Vigraha. So, as Krishna is eternal, so I am also eternal. The Vedic mantra says that, Nitya Nityanam. Krishna is Nitya, eternal, and we are plural number, Nityanam. Chetanas, Chetananam, Satchit. So, as Krishna is Satchitananda Vigraha, so we are also Satchitananda Vigraha. The difference is, Krishna is the maintainer, Vishnu is the maintainer, and we are maintained. We are not maintainer. There are millions and trillions of living entities, not only in this universe, there are millions and trillions of universes, and there are millions and trillions of planets. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti kotishu asesa vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam. Kotishu, there are innumerable universes, and as you see, experience within this universe, within this ball-like sky, in the night at least, we can see so many twinkling stars. Similarly, there are innumerable universes, and there are innumerable, in each and every universe, there are innumerable these planets. This is called material world. You cannot estimate how many universes are there and how many planets are there. But this is only 1/4 manifestation of God's creation. All these universes taken together, ekangshina sthitu jagat, this is only 1/4 manifestation. Therefore, the Vaikuntha spiritual world is called Tripad Vibhuti. Three-fourth. This is 1/4. So just imagine, we cannot have any estimation, even the 1/4 manifestation of the 1/4 energy of God, and what to speak of the 3/4 energy manifestation. Opulence, everything in the spiritual world, the number of living entities are far greater than the number of living entities here in this material world. And there are also spiritual planets. Goloka namni nijadhamni tale tatasya devi mahesa haridhamasu tesu tesu Tete prabhava nichaya vihitascha jena govindamadi purusantamaham bhajam. This is Govinda. Govinda is one, and eka brahma ditya nasti, and eka bahushyama, and he has become so many. Just like from the seed, one seed, a small seed, when it is grown up, rectified, you'd find big banyan tree and so many big, big branches, twigs, so many fruits. Each fruit contains again the seed, and each seed contains again millions of trees. This is creation. But the origin is one. Origin is one. Sarva karana karanam, Krishna. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Sabdati, the Bhagavan is the origin of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam pravartate. Janmadasya Jataha. These are the Shastri Vachan. So, here is also sound, here is also sky. That the beginning of this material world is from the sound vibration. I think the scientists also agree, the materialistic scientists, that from sound everything emanates. So similarly, the same sound you can enter into the spiritual world by taking shelter of sound. That sound vibration is Hare Krishna Mahamantra. If you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra by chanting this transcendental, eternal sound, you can approach. Just like by telephone, this is, there is also sound, kring, 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 immediately you in touch with your friend thousands and thousands miles away. The sound is so important thing. Thus, by spiritual sound, you can become immediately in touch with the spiritual world, and gradually you become in touch with the Supreme Lord. Kirtanadeva Krishnasa. Krishna has got so many expansions. Ramadi Mutti Sukalaniyamena Tishthan. Ram Nishinga Varaha Kurma Bhaman. So many. Hundreds of thousands. But Krishna is the Ramadi Mutti Sukalaniyamena Tishthan Nana Avataramakarat Bhuvanesu Kintu. Kintu. Krishna Sayam Samabhava Paramapumani. The original person, the Supreme Lord, Krishna Su Bhagavan Sayam, he also comes. Ramadi Murtisu, Ram Nishinga Varaha, that is Krishna's expansion incarnation, they also come and Krishna also comes. Krishna Sayam Samabhava. Paramapumānyo is the Supreme Person, Puman. Puman means the Purusha, the enjoyer, the proprietor. That is Krishna. So, immediately you can be in touch with Krishna by vibrating the sound, Hare Krishna. It is so potent. Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasavigraha. The name of Krishna is Chintamani, transcendental. It is not this material sound, material name. Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya, living force, Chaitanya. It is not dead sound. If you want water, if you chant only, water, 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 you will not get water, because it is material sound. The water substance is different from the word water. Therefore, simply by chanting water, water, you cannot quench your thirst. You must have the substance water. That is material sound. Anything you take, simply by chanting the name, you will not get the thing. That is material. But in the spiritual world, the name and the person or the substance is the same. There is no difference. Krishna and Krishna's name is the same. There is no difference. Therefore, those who are chanting Krishna, 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 they are becoming more and more engladdened, enthusiastic to chant Anandamudi Vardhanam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, by chanting Hare Krishna, the first installment of benefit is Cheta Dharpana Marjanam. You become cleansed of your heart, cleansed of the contamination of your heart. There are many verses. Sinnadang Sakata Krishna Punna Savana Kirtan. If you don't get anything because there is namaparat, offenses in chanting, there are 10 kinds of offenses. So if you can avoid the offenses, the name is pure, Krishna. But even though it is chanted offensive, by chanting, you become clean. Cetadarpana marjanam. It may take little time, but be sure that your consciousness will be clean, clear, transparent. And that is Krishna consciousness. At the present moment we have got consciousness, but that is contaminated. I am American conscious, I am Indian conscious, somebody is dog conscious, cat conscious, so many consciousness. But by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, this contamination of the consciousness will be cleansed, crystallized. It will be. Then you come to Krishna consciousness. And as soon as you come to Krishna consciousness, then you are in direct touch. We are direct in touch with Krishna, but it is covered by some cloud of ignorance. Otherwise, nothing can exist without Krishna's touch. That is not possible. Maya tatamidam sarvam jagat abhaktam urtina. Krishna is, one Krishna is expanded all over the creation. Maya tatamidam sarvam. Ishavasam idam sarvam. Krishna is everywhere. But due to the contamination of material modes of nature, we are thinking we are apart from Krishna, separate from Krishna. Or you do not know Krishna. Although you are in touch. So that is to be cleaned. The bio-media impediments has to be cleansed. That is called Cheta Dharpana Marjanam. By chanting this transcendental vibration, your heart will be cleansed. Punna Savana Kirtana. The more you chant and hear Savana Kirtana, then it becomes pious activities. Pious activities means becoming free from the impious, sinful reaction. That is the result. By chanting Hare Krishna vibration, the sound, you gradually become cleansed. Cheta Dharpana Marjanam. Cheta Dharpana. Dharpana means mirror. Just like in the mirror, there are dust covering. You cannot see your face clearly. But if it is very nicely cleansed, then you can see how beautiful is your face. So similarly, as soon as you begin chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you gradually become self-realized, Aham Brahmasmi. Simply by chanting, Aham Brahmasmi, you can understand. Then gradually, what is the duty? Simply to understand Aham Brahma, Soham. I am spirit soul. Soham means I am the same spirit soul as Krishna is, as God is. Not that I become Krishna. That is mistake. That means it is not cleansed. You can become qualitatively one with Krishna. But if you think that you have become Krishna, Mayavad philosophy, that means your heart is not yet cleansed. Janner vindakha vimukta manina tai astabhavad abhisuddha buddhaya abhisuddha buddha. Those who are thinking that it is called ahangraha upasana, ekatena, to become one in quality, not in quantity. We cannot become God, that is not possible. But we can attain God's quality. Now we have all God's quality because we are part and parcel of God, but it is covered by the material modes of nature. Triguna. Mannate trigunatmakam. Jaya vimahita jiva mannate trigunatmakam. Being covered by this illusory energy, the jiva, the living being, although it is transcendental, as good as Krishna, but mannate trigunatmakam, he is thinking that I am one of the products of this material world. This is called maya. This is called illusion. This is called ignorance. So cetadarpanamarjanam means you will be free from this ignorance that I am something of this material world. This is wanted. So long we are not realized, self-realized, then we are no better than these cats and dogs. Because they do not know that he is not the body. See, if we think that I am this body, then we are no better than the cats and dogs. So if you want to become happy, but first of all we must get this knowledge that I am not this body. Now we are busy with the bodily demands of life. We are not busy for spiritual demand of life. That is the business of the human being. That I am not this material body, I am spirit soul. So my business is different from the business at the present moment we are engaged in. Everyone is engaged for satisfying the bodily necessities of life. Everyone. The cats and dogs, animals, they are also busy. How to fulfill the demands of the body? The demands of the body are four. Ahara nidra bhaya maithunamcha. Ahara means eating, and nidra means sleeping. Ahara nidra bhaya. Bhaya means to become fearful, to become anxious, full of anxieties. Ahara nidra bhaya and maithana, and sexual intercourse. So these are the demands of the body. They are called vishaya. Vishaya means so called enjoyable. Vishaya. But the Vaishnava says that vishaya chariya serase majiya mukhe bolo hari hari. The transcendental sound, hari, Hare Krishna, should be chanted vishaya chariya, without any attraction for this vishaya. Ahara nidra bhaya maithunanja. Then it will be perfect. Nidyahara viharakadi vijito. Chattanto dino chajo. The Goswamis, they conquered over these things. Nidrahara, vihara. That is required, that is spiritual life. If you are embarrassed with these four things, ahara nidra bhaya maithunancha, then we are not making progress in spiritual life. It should be reduced. Just like Raghunath Das Goswami, did. All the Goswamis, they had no business. But that is very difficult. If one has to imitate the behavior of Rupa Goswami and all the Goswamis, it is very difficult. Therefore, Jukta Vairag. We must eat Krishna Prasadam as much as it is needed for maintaining my body. Ahara Nidra Bhayamani. In this way, spiritual progress of life, but it will be very easy if we chant this transcendental vibration, Hare Krishna mantra, offenselessly, niraparadhe, then immediately become advanced, not only advanced, actually spiritually situated. So the sound is very important thing. The sound is the cause of our bondage in this material world. Just like in big cities, we are attached to the sound vibrated by the cinema artist. And no, not only that, so many other things we are hearing through the radio message, attachment for the sound. And because it is material sound, we are becoming materially entangled. Entangled more and more. Some actress, some cinema artist singing, and people are so fond of hearing that singing that the artist is paid 15,000 rupees for one song. There are many here in Bombay. So just see how much attraction we have got for the material sound vibration. Similarly, the same attachment, if we turn to hear about Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then we become liberated. The same sound. One is material, one is spiritual. So we practice to be attached by this spiritual sound vibration. Then your life will be successful. Chita Dharpana Marjanam Bhava Mahada Bhagni Nidbhapanam Sriya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyavadhu Jeevanam Anandam Budhivardhanam Pratipadam Purnamrita Asadhanam Parang Vijayati Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is meant for this purpose, that you have already attachment for sound. Now, just transfer this attachment for spiritual sound, then your life will be successful. This is Hare Krishna movement, teaching people how to transfer the attachment from material sound to the spiritual sound. Narottam Das Thakur therefore sings, Golokera Premodhana Hari Nama Sankirtana Rotina Janmila Marata. This sound coming from the spiritual world, Golokera Premodhana, by chanting, by hearing this sound, we shall develop our original dormant love for God. That is wanted. Prema Pumartha Maha. In the material world, we are accepting Dharmartha Kama Moksha as very important. Purushartha. Dharma, to become religious, and by becoming religious, we develop our economic development, Dhanang Dehi, Rupang Dehi, Jasu Dehi, Dehi Dehi. Kama. Why Dehi Dehi? Not Kama. To fulfill our desires, lusty desires, dharma, artha, kama, and when you are disgusted or unable to fulfill desires, then you want moksha, to become one with God. This is the four kinds of material business. But spiritual business is prema pumarthamaha. To achieve love of Godhead, that is the highest perfection. Prema pumarthamaha. So, to achieve this goal of life, prema pumarthamaha, who in this age especially, and Kali Yuga, because we cannot do any other thing, it is very, very difficult. The time is very obstacle, full of obstacles. And therefore, Kalo, this is the method. Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Iva Kevalam. Chant Hare Krishna Mantra. Kevalam. Only. Kalu nāsīva 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 gatirannatha. In the Kali Yuga, because main business is how to get relief from this material bondage. Bhutta bhutta paliyate. People do not understand even that. What is really our distress? Krishna says, the Supreme Personality of Godhead says personally, these are your miseries. What? Janma mittu jarabhyadi. Repetition of birth and death. This is your real misery of life. What you are thinking of this misery or that misery? They are all temporary. They are all under the laws of material nature. You cannot get out of it. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvas. Prakriti will force you to do something because you have contaminated the material modes of nature. Therefore, you have to act under the direction of this prakriti, material nature. And so long you are under this material nature, you have to accept this birth, death, old age and disease. This is your real misery. We are thinking temporary, miserable condition. Shastra says that you don't require to adjust temporary material misery or happiness because they will come and go. You are destined to certain type of miserable condition of life, certain type of so-called happy life, that will automatically come and go. That's like seasonal change. Agama paina anitya tang titikka sabhar. We are very much happy when you are in a very good condition of life, but that will also not stay. That will also go out. Then miserable condition. Chakravat parivartante sukhani dukhani. Sometimes happy, sometimes miserable. So, if you are actually interested to get out of miserable condition, then try to get out of these four miserable conditions of life. Janma mittu jarabhyadhi. That is intelligence. Don't be bothered with the temporary miserable or happy, they will come and go. Tang titik khasavar. If you cannot bear, then try to tolerate. That is the qualification of Brahmana. Satta sama dhamma titikha. Tolerance. We should not be disturbed. Now I am in miserable condition. Tolerate, the miserable condition will come, this material world. Don't be very much happy when you are in happy condition of life. Neither you become mad in miserable condition of life. Chant Hare Krishna and make your life success. That is required. This is the propaganda of this Hare Krishna movement or Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.